intoxication in the criminal law. Intoxication may well leave an individual nursing a terrible hangover, but when it translates into a criminal act, it presents the law itself with a different kind of headache. How far should intoxication excuse a crime? How far does it provide a defence in the courts? Statistically, between 60 and 70% of violent crime and homicide is committed by someone who's under the influence of alcohol. Let's look at a scenario, and you can then decide what you think would happen in this case. In this scenario, Jason has been celebrating his 30th birthday, a little bit too enthusiastically. He's had several pints of strong lager, and his friends have bought him several shots of whiskey. He steps outside the pub for some fresh air. Freddie goes to check on him. But when Jason feels Freddie's arm on his shoulder, he believes he's being attacked, and he knocks Freddie to the ground, breaking his leg and cutting his face. What crimes might Jason be liable for? Pause the podcast here. If you identified various assaults, battery, Section 47, ABH, Section 20, or Section 18, well done. It's likely that Jason could be charged with, in fact, all of these. What would Jason's arguments be against conviction? How far would his intoxication help him? Again, pause the tape to give yourself time to think. Jason might well say he did not intend to cause any injury. And this is true. This may help him with the Section 18 charge. But it's unlikely to help him with the Section 20 and Section 47, which are not crimes of intention. Jason might say he was acting under a mistaken belief that he needed to defend himself. And whilst this is again true, the courts might take a dim view of the reason for his mistaken belief. Self-defence, of course, is a relevant defence. But how would the law treat self-defence arising from a drunken mistake? Jason could also argue that he was not really being reckless. Under the definition in the case of GNR 2003, he was not aware of any risk at the time. So where does the law draw the line? The answer comes in a celebrated case called DPP versus Majewski, 1976, where the judge, Lord Elwin Jones, comes up with a surprising but really effective way of dealing with intoxication in the criminal law. This is what he tells us. He basically says that anyone who has deliberately set out to get themselves intoxicated, his course of conduct, he says, in reducing himself to that conviction, in my view, supplies the necessary mens rea for the crime. This is an extremely surprising solution. Can you think why? We'll pause the tape here before considering an answer.